This is tape recording number 5210CXX, SOP5C, a tape recorded lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard in October of 1952. Exact day is unknown. The title of this lecture is Bases of Scientology, Part 3 of Lecture 5. It is 48 minutes and 20 seconds long. Copyright C, 1952-1974 by L. Ron Hubbard. This recording has been re-recorded by the Flag Audio Unit of the Flagship Apollo of the C Organization. And now, here is L. Ron Hubbard.
In the past, the individual, whenever he glanced at one, it started to discharge, and so he just held it and looked the other way and didn't see it anymore. He just disregarded it because it had danger in it for him. So he looks out in front of him, he finds this white spot. If you can make him concentrate on the white spot, it'll start to discharge. But he's got to have somebody make him concentrate on it because he doesn't want it. Because it's going to hit him. And people go around through life on tiptoe. They are afraid to look. They're afraid to be. They're afraid to feel, see anything. They're afraid to do. Because actually, everybody's got time and space, relationships of these things, these potentials that are ready to change. And if they feel if they change, that it'll hurt them. And sure enough, in the past, when nobody knew the law of these things. Yes, all it did was hurt them. So they go around in life on tiptoe, being very, very quiet, and hiding very carefully just to make sure they never look and they never are. And if they do that, nothing will discharge. Almost serious. All right. So, your potentials of flow. You see, we're right back to potentials of flow again. How do you get away with this? If you make him look at this, it'll discharge for a second, then you make him look at it and regard it. Yeah, he'll look at it and regard it. He'll send a stream of large energy, live energy, right here in present time, right out to it, and he'll pin it right there, and he'll hold it there. Because he can do that. And he'll hold it, and he'll say, yeah, you see? And then he'll turn his face away from the thing. It's all stuff. He's got a beam holding it. All you did was lock that thing in time and space. When in the past, many times, when he noticed one of these things, he just held it. A guy, you can run into a preclear who has his whole environment, 360 degrees around him, which are held. Everything is held. What does Homo sapiens normally do? He sees an emotion around him, he wants to stop it. Instinctive reaction, stop motion. That's all police and law activity is, actually. Stop motion, court, source, stop motion. If you're going, stop. If you're stopped, you're imitating the police. If you're going. So, when you have all control is simply changing motion. If motion is in motion, in one direction, you control it. It's either permitting it to go on in that direction or changing its motion. When motions do nothing but go through people, and when they surrender and bend and turn around and run away from every motion they see, the motions are controlling them. Again, Homo sapiens. Okay? We have then the pattern of the single flow in body. And the instruction on this has best be done by making an actual mock-up of a body, making somebody stand up and having somebody else go over him carefully and have this other person spot exactly which direction what flow is running. Now, of course, if your thetan's in the middle of the skull, you've got enormous flow out through this thing in the center of the forehead. And that's sort of an eye. It's got somatic there. Actually, if the thetan has too much potential at his back, he'll even be riding in front of his own face. Or he'll be just sitting on his own forehead, or he'll be out here in front of his own face. And the easiest thing you can do with thetan is get him out so he's out in front of his face and he's out here. He's back there. Now, in order to control himself, he has to give himself orders by sending a beam here. It can't fight this constant swirl here, so he sends the beam here, and it goes all the way around here, and it comes to the back of his neck. All right, you want to believe this? Just give yourself right this moment the command to get up. Now you yourself command to walk. You yourself command to dance. You yourself command to sit down. Anybody develop a hot spot in the back of the neck? Now let's notice that again. Notice there's any hot spots here in the back of the head, at the back of the back of the neck. All right? Give yourself a command to turn around. Give yourself a command to smile. I give yourself a command to nod. I give yourself a command to be disagreeable to Hubbard. So give yourself share a good listening to them. That would be a real cross for. All right. I give yourself a command to be agreeable to Hubbard. Give yourself a command to sit down. Any
hotspots?
You're off on that side of your body? A little bit forward.
Oh.
Are you blowing a ridge? Big joke. You can actually, there is such a technique of ridge blowing. You can actually plow these flows in and spot where they land and plow the flow in and plow the flow in, and all of a sudden you'll get a little feeling like, I can't walk. So you just think to yourself, I can't walk, I can't walk, I can't walk, and all of a sudden you'll feel rip, ow, and it'll be that circuit. You just had one blow. Well, what does it say? What does it say?
Oh, it hurts and it's hot.
It hurts and it's hot. That's what it's saying. Just get the concept. It hurts and it's hot. You get the concept?
Yeah.
I'll get the concept a little bit better. Now get the concept, I can't act. I get the concept, I've got to act. Concept, I can't act. Huh? Yo. It's a concept of can't act. I get the concept, poor body. Oh, that hurt? That hurt worse. Well, get the concept, I won't have any sympathy with this body. Don't you feel sudden sympathy? That goes down very rapidly. You feel no sympathy immediately. It's sympathy. And right after sympathy, you feel like it's being. So you say, no sympathy for bodies, poor bodies, I am a body. It's a burp.
It's all right now.
It's all right now. Get how brave it was of the body to recover. Okay. Now we have the ARC between Satan and body. Satan, body, and we have communication and command lines. Communication and command lines. Okay? Now, I've just been giving you a series of command lines. And you can actually follow in person those command lines. And you can follow them until we come around and hit the ridge. And what is the ridge? That is the tractor with holes in place. All of these things are tractor, presser combinations. How do you hold on to the body in order to get the body to receive a presser? You put out a tractor on the body and you say, hold still, fat. Hold still, fat. So, it's a very amusing thing, but with all these ridges and demon circuits, they're a little scoop. And your presser is running forward to this, and all of a sudden it stops. You've just built up too much hold onto the body there to give it command. And you'll find that this little scoop is a stopper, but that's the tractor that goes along with it. So you can actually run these things at the same time. You say, it's something like saying to somebody, walk, talk, all at the same time. You see, you hold on to them, bow. Now, if you want to make some easy practice, break his spine, having dropped the tractor around his head and pull back, and have him relieve the presser and not use the presser. And if you will set the fellow up in a chair in such a way that his back isn't supported, he'll go back like this and his bones start to free. Actually, the phaeton, although it doesn't, you know, has to, you can't know that it's using any power because that would be bad. And actually, you've still got, as a phaeton, most people have still got enough horsepower to actually break their spines just like that. You have to let up on this fellow. He just starts to break his spine. You see these people who go around whose faces are very, very tense and so forth? They just got a tractor without a presser to balance it. Or they've got a tractor on themselves with a presser in there and they're going like this. No. I'm holding on. I let me. I'll protect the body. Poor old body. And so on. They don't know they're holding and they don't know they're pushing. Good state of unknowingness. That's your tractor presser arrangement, and that makes your demon circuits. Now, facsimiles come along and they hit these ridges and they stick on the ridges, and after that, all you've got to do is a phaeton and send one little area of energy up the line, and you say, and the whole thing goes into action. I want you all to get the concept. Isn't that cute of the body? Can you get the concept? Isn't it cute bodies act this way? Again, how proud you are of bodies that they act this way. And two or three aren't getting any feeling of being proud of the body. Get how horrible it is, the body that can't be controlled this way. Get how mean it is of the body to have to not act. Now get how cute it is of the body to act. Very interesting. You can call all this by much more technical terms, such as narcissus, so on. We could be awfully complicated and never be able to do anything about it. Let's be simple and do something. Have to know that and how to release him. I won't go into that right now.
What?
How he can unstrap and how to release him. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you the summary of, can we turn this thing over here, of what you should know how to do. What you should know how to do.
Now, once this process has started, it more or less continues, doesn't it? You're waking up and having lying in pools of perspiration like
you now. Sure, you're burning up all these darn ridges. They burn up. Of course, they've got a lot of energy in them. This darn mess body, of course, doesn't know what to do with all this heat except sweat and burn and so on. You'll find fellows, you start running this, and if he's just running it and he's cool and he's calm and he's just and nothing happens, that's what's happening, nothing. All right, here's section 5. This is behavior and the aberration. Behavior and de-aberration. And under that, you get engrams for compulsive activity. Engrams, secondaries, locks, entities, ridges. Words and engrams and ridges. And ARC in engrams and ridges. Now, when we say engrams and ridges, of course, we mean as well facts. That's engram. We call that, there's a specialized kind of facsimile. And they're plastered all over ridges. And a whole ridge will be the whole ridge will be the I fail at everything ridge. I fail at everything. This whole ridge. And then honest will be plastered all over it and through it and into it, every perceptive picture that you've taken on the subject of what you failed on. So you start running those, you reactivate the ridge. And what you're liable to do to a PC is start running these things, and all of a sudden the whole glutinous mass goes together with a crunch. Now, along with this goes, the bracket. And when I say the bracket, this is a large part of technique 80 and 88. I want you to know what a bracket is. A bracket is it happening to the PC. You run a bracket on everything. You don't run a lopsided bracket. You run a bracket on everything. And that is if whatever it is, happening to the PC. The PC making it happen to somebody else. And others making it happen to others. That's a bracket. And out of that, you get the very fine things of motivator overt act, the dead ex, the mysticist, and so forth. But they're just the parts of this thing. What you have to know is the bracket. You have to run it happening to the PC. How beautiful spring is through. Get the idea of how beautiful spring is through. Get the idea of how beautiful spring is through somebody else. Who would that be? That'd be mother. Spring, how beautiful spring is to mother. Now, can you get mother instructing somebody else in the beauties of spring and so forth? Yeah. And then all of a sudden you'll say, she told me. But you run the bracket all the way around. By running a bracket, you shake loose all of this stuff because it's an intertwine. Not only does a flow go out and stick, but an act will go out and stick. And the reason an act goes out and stick is done to him, then he tries to do it to somebody else, and these two locked things will interlock together, being the same flows on reverse. They'll lock, and they'll stay right in present time. So you have to have it running, happening to the PC, and then you have to have the PC making it happen to somebody else, or observing somebody else, and then other people having other people. And that's a bracket. When I say, run a bracket on the ugliness of dying, that makes it unnecessary to go through the rest of this stuff. And the ugliness of dying is simply the PC dying. Another, being made to die. And other people feeling the ugliness of other people dying. And it'll all come around, you see. Now you make him run the beauty of dying. You say, I can't get the beauty of dying. You test that, because it'll show up on you. Well, there's two classes on aesthetic running. There is the beauty, which is upper scale, with ugliness. And there's beautiful sadness. And the beautiful sadness is lower scale. And if you want to start somebody into just gales of laughter, if you want to start line charges all over the place, get somebody to get beautiful sadness on this and on that and on something like that, and all of a sudden you realize how phony it is. That it's very phony. You'll get the beautiful sadness. Isn't it? Get the beautiful sadness of your body dying. You'll get it. Alright, get the beautiful sadness now of how nice it is of your body to get all that show and attention. By dying. Get the beautiful sadness of other people dying. Get how lovely it is. Get the beautiful sadness of their beautiful sadness. They're doing this for you. Make sure you don't die or snipe. You'll find you get the There's two classes of insanity. You get the beautiful sadness of being insane. You get this nobility and purity and so forth about being completely irresponsible. All of a sudden, the fellow gets down the line and says, that's self-righteousness when somebody else has done something. Yes, I can do that. Self-righteousness. Beautiful sadness of being insane is the beautiful sadness of not being responsible. The beautiful sadness of not being responsible immediately becomes you being quietly and nobly outraged because you've been wrong. So a person feels the quiet, noble, beautiful, sad outrage of having been wrong. He starts to get into the fringe right away of how beautiful it is to have other people be wrong. Then you get the idea of how beautiful it is for him to be wrong so that other people can be right. And he'll go off into doggone this concatenation of aberration on this thing. He'll finally wind up to the beauty of insanity. And then it's just, hurrah, hurrah, we're insane. And the glee, and oh boy, we're insane. And girl, oh gee, I don't like Jack like this. You pick up the empathy, that is to say, the energy flow, the interpolated flow coming off of some insane person, and you start to run it, and you all of a sudden get this horrible glee. And if you want somebody to track with somewhere on the track, it's very simple to do. Get the beauty of a vacation. Get how swell a vacation is. Get the feeling of going away on a vacation. Get the feeling of other people going away on a vacation. Get how other people think about other people having vacations. And you think you get very happy about this time. But he doesn't, because a vacation is irresponsibility. And irresponsibility is insanity. And it'll put him right straight down the track into all those ridges where he didn't have a body and he couldn't die. So how did you quit? Whenever you're attacked, you say, hey, look, I'm not responsible anymore. And the fellow just kept on attacking you. So you said, wee, I'm insane, I'm insane. I don't have any responsibility. I abandoned the dynamics, one after the other. And so you don't have to punish me anymore because I'm not dangerous to you anymore. Because I can't think, I can't reason, I'm not responsible, I'm insane. I don't care what insane person you pick up in any sanitarium, that is the order of thought behind it. Irresponsibility. If you can't be responsible, you can't be sane. Therefore, if you want to drive somebody mad, just tell them to keep on doing something and don't ever give them any authority to do it. In other words, act like a 1-5. All right, that's a practice. You want to know about that? You want to know the basic of insanity that I just gave you? That is the basic of insanity. And behind all of these incidents of any kind whatsoever, the only thing that really goes wrong is failing to take over responsibility. Failure to take over responsibility leaves the incident ready to attack you. That's why an engram goes in. Way back on the track, the individual was able to get out of it only by pretending he was not competent. Pretense at not being competent becomes immediately insanity. And your person up in the sanitarium has gone up against somebody, and finally, he hasn't been able to do anything to these people. He hasn't been able to do anything for them. He hasn't been able to do anything about them. He's lost control of himself, and all of a sudden, I'm not responsible anymore. Now I'm insane. 90% of them are sitting around there and they know their phone is a $5 pound. Or pound, if you do have $5. A $3 Confederate bill. That's a phone. Okay. Now, in processing is your section. Section 6 is the processing section as such. That's processing, and that's got with it the code, the GE, the genetic entity, located in the stump is another. Baden's got a lot of things. He built a body, and you came along and took it, you dog. So you're guilty of an overt act against your GE, more than an overt act against the body. And the one reason why people won't let go of their engrams is because they're afraid that they'll let go of the GE. If they let go of the GE, they're afraid that there you are. You take over the body and you lose the body. All right. The entities, how they will can be processed out in Alveolar Pack. And running all these things, running engrams, running secondaries, running locks. And now, very important, what you use all the time, concepts and feelings. You get the concept, that is an idea. The concept is an idea, and the feeling is an emotion, and you can get them both at the same time, and you're running a double band. So, I get the idea of dying, you see. That's the concept. The beautiful sadness of dying is holding the concept of dying and the emotion of beautiful sadness. And you'll feel, as you hold the concept, the emotional level changes and the thing will flow. The concept and the feeling are two different things. And you use those now in processing continually. Concept and feeling. Get an idea about something. This person comes up to you and say, oh, I didn't worry about dogs. And you say, dogs. Well, get the idea about dogs. And you get this idea, can you get this idea of being anxious about dogs? Yeah. Can you get the feeling of being anxious about dogs? Yeah. You see, about dogs is the concept. And the feeling is anxious. Anxiousness, of course, is not knowing whether to run or stay. It's indecision. So how do you solve indecision? Indecision is a flow which goes this way or goes this way, and he doesn't know whether it's going this way or going this way. So if he doesn't know whether it's going either way, he has indecision, the body feels anxiety. So you got the idea about dogs. Now you got the idea of being anxious about dogs? Yes. All right. Get the idea of the beauty of being able to run away from dogs. Beauty of being able to have dogs. Run away from them. To go up to them. To run away from them. To have them. To go away from them. I get the ugliness had. It's just changing. It's variety. That's one of the main reasons you do it. You get tired of listening to your voice on the same line. Your PC gets sort of dull, so you can change your processes. Get the beauty of being responsible for dogs. Get the beauty of not being responsible for dogs. You'll be going away from coming to them, having them, not having them. All of a sudden, you'll maybe get a trick, some attic someplace, or blow a ridge. Maybe he doesn't know what's happening. That's a funny thing. I don't feel anything at all about dogs anymore. What's that? Simple. Now, we've got with this the running of ridges as such, because that's the running of circuits, and you just blow a ridge by making it flow or putting direct energy at it, and when your Satan is outside the body, he can actually reach into the body with a beam and blow the ridges up that are in all through the brain, all through the spine, any place in the body where the nerves are pinched or anything, he can straighten out the residual energy. There's no trick in doing it, and in a few minutes, he's a well person. Or you, if you're big enough and tough enough and strong enough, like you aren't right now, you can get up to a point where you can clip enough horsepower so you could walk down the street and you could see some guy hobbling along with a cane, you could take a look over and take a look at his nerves. Well, what do you know? Quirk in the nerve. Oh, it was, gee, what's the matter? Something has happened. He doesn't even know what's happening. Now, you should know, freeing the Satan by concepts and feelings, and freeing the Satan by present and future lines, processing the Satan by postulates, changing the postulates. And there is another technique of freeing the Satan by orientation. Very interesting. You're freeing by orientation. You get him, just tell somebody, look inside your head. Look inside your head and see if you can put a beam out and brace yourself against your forehead. I'll say, what? Well, just see if you can do that. You'll fish around for a while and you'll fool around for a while and all of a sudden you'll say, yeah, I can do that. You say, all right, now put out a wave outside your head and see if you can hold on to your hair. And he'll fool around, he'll fool around, and he probably won't get that. Or he'll jar loose enough of this flow so he'll get scared. But just keep working with him, fishing with him, quietly. Now let's reach out with a tractor beam to the back of your head, just a beam, and just hold on to the wall. Now let's contract that beam and pull yourself out of the head. And if you work quietly and slowly, quite a little while with a guy, And you have to work slowly because if he gets excited or upset, if you change pace or there are loud noises around, you jar loose particles of these potential flows and they'll start flowing past him and you'll get into very bad shape. So you get these flows, you get scared and you hold on and you lose it and you shut everything off. So you get him to quietly hold out to the wall behind him and pull himself out. First time he goes at it, he's got awareness in lots of circuits which make him think he's other places. So do it again, gradually getting to a point where you'll hold on to things and let go of things. Hold on, you'll find difficulty in letting go, and then you find out that he can let go. Educating process entirely. All of a sudden, he'll put a beam on his two shoulders and see standing there looking at himself. Only it isn't the circuit being outside, that's two attention units outside. He'll actually be outside, and I'll say that. Darned on the clay, look at that. I was all there was that ever happened. He realized what a mock-up this whole thing is. That's a method of doing it. Another method of orienting somebody is taking randomity in present time. What have you selected for your randomity in present time? What has selected you for its randomity in present time? What have others selected for its randomity from others in present time? Just brackets. And you know what I mean by randomity? Randomity is something I've selected out of my responsibility area so I can fight it. We have to select out randomity to get action. And you say, who's against me in the world? Who wouldn't want me to be in the world? And you just ask the guy this in present time, and all of a sudden he realizes that he's been packing around the fact that Aunt Agatha never wanted him to be, but here he is 20 years later, and she's been dead for 10 years, and that's silly. So you blow that one, and then he didn't want Oscar Hands to be. He didn't want him to exist. He didn't like him. Then he realizes that guy was probably killed more or something. No word act not to wanted him to be then and so on. But that's not in present time, so that's gone. And he just getting to sort out present time, and all of a sudden he realizes he doesn't have any randomity in present time. His feeling of responsibility comes to you. Now, the thing taken by exhaustion, positioning exhaustion of flows, you take him outside his body and blow the flows out. That's all there is to it. And you back up against this flow, you have to back up against this flow by telling him, try not to be back of your head. Try not to be. And all of a sudden you go, and he's facing himself this way. And you say, no, now you're facing yourself this way. Let's not worry about that. Now let's work back up. Let's reach around, take a hold of your hair, and pull yourself around the body. Till you're behind the body. Now brace yourself over. And you'll say, well, I'm all alive right now on my, you'll be getting somatics on his right side. And you'll say, well, push yourself the rest of the way. Oh, no, that's down. You can actually work him around his body by making him work against the flow. Try not to control yourself from behind you. See, you want him out here. You don't want him here because he's in a pretty flow level here. You ask her, do you ever have any right and left reversals? Yes. Well, you know right away he's probably struck himself. We'll say, well, why don't you put out something and grab a hold of the back of your hair and pull yourself around the back of your body. And I'll say, what? No, I can't. Yes. That's a funny sensation. It is, too. He moves right around to the back of his head. So you get him around to the back of his head, get him out extended from the back of his head, and then have him work himself. You'll find out that if discharge flows sometime, it'll pull him right back to the body, and you'll be right in there again. So you have to watch him. The body is kind of inanimate when the Thetan isn't in there. It's just a little bit animate. He's talking to you, all right? He's talking to you. So he's way back here. Your voice probably sounds slightly remote to him. He takes the communications out of the body with a tractor beam. And he puts communications into the body with a pressure beam. All this silly mock up of optic nerves and little nerves and muses is very amusing. Because he can hear and see about three times as good when he's outside the body. There's no sense in it. Now he sees at a depth. In other words, he can look through here and look 18 buildings down the line. He can look 6 buildings down the line. He can look at that wall. He can look back at that here. He can look at your back, look at your front, so on. And he can look at his own skull. He sees at a depth. He feels at depths. He could actually look out and practically frighten himself to death by feeling everybody in London. Now, there is the complete rundown of the subject of Scientology as it exists at this time and of the therapy of Dianetics. Complete. I've actually omitted nothing. There are no sudden bears that will jump out of the woods and bite you. Nothing bad is going to happen with regard to these techniques. They're not going to be suddenly shifted on you. What will happen is that you're going to get a better grasp of them and a higher reality on them as you yourselves work them. You will have successes and failures the first month you are with this, because you'll get outside, then you'll discharge a big flow, and then you're inside again. You say, I guess I'd never get out, and I never was out anyhow, and you knew you were out. And then you all of a sudden get to a point where you're out there again, and you'll say, well, this time I'll stay outside, but at this moment you had a flow passing you that you were negating against, and all of a sudden you agreed with it, and you go diving back inside again. Very upsetting. And you get free clears, you're going to get free clears, and they will be quite upset, and they'll be very occluded, and they'll be more and more occluded. And then all of a sudden, you'll find yourself occluded, too. All you have to do is run how beautiful it is, and you to be self-sacrificing so that you have to be aberrated. And get an idea of you sitting there at the end of the world. This is very important to an auditor. You sitting there at the end of the world. Everybody else has gone off to the home universe, and they've left you sitting there. Some of them came by and said goodbye to you, sadly. But there you were, and you gave your all. You did it all. But of course, because you've done it all, you couldn't go free. Actually, you're... It sounds very corny, but the first thing you know, if you find yourself getting included just because you're processing somebody, start to run that feeling. And then, of course, run it as a bracket. Run other people feeling this way, and other people feeling this way, and other people this way, and run yourself feeling this way. And next thing you know, well, turn on your perceptics and turn yourself way up and start to glow like a small electric stove. And feel good. As far as the body's concerned, you're going to find that the Thetan is raving mad. The second you start to get him outside, he's nuts. You think that somebody is crazy. You think somebody is crazy if they're below 2 on the tone scale. Well, a Thetan is a -8. But get this: a raving mad Thetan is saner than the body plus Thetan. A Homo sapiens is a body plus GE plus Satan. He's a horrible composite, a very indigestible commodity. And by social and educational training and self-discipline, and by the use of stimulus response ridges, he has assumed a cultural position on the tone scale. And there he is on the tone scale, in pretty good shape. He can measure up things and so forth. The second you start to take him apart and get him out to where he really is, you'll find he's crazy. But the funny part of it is, his craziness is annoyance. He feels crazy. You put him back in the body again, he really feels crazy. When you bring him out, settling out, all of a sudden he'll start to readjust postulates and he's off. He's away. You probably have to spend a couple of... Now, a wide-open case does not immediately see black and white. Remember this. A wide-open case doesn't see black and white right away. He can't get these flows back and forth. But the beauty of it is, you can get him out of his body just that fast. And the second he's aware of being out of his body, then he can see the flows. You can't run him inside. Quite often, you get a very occluded case. At first, you had an awful time trying to run him outside. Trying to get him outside. Trying to do anything. He's really stuck. So what you do is run hide and ownership and concepts and feelings at a low tone scale. The beautiful sadness is having to own so you'll never be free. Anything that mocks up that way, you're gradually running up the line. Some people are packed in with ridges so thick that you couldn't get in with a pickaxe. I never really thought much, for instance, about capitalism as a philosophy until I processed fairly recently some capitalism. I was just hard. I mean, I never had anything quite shake me
as much as the recognition, man to man, that I was dealing with the same case in every case. I was dealing with ridges out from the body about 8 feet thick, all of it on height and on. The thing was completely insane. And the second she did anything, it was abject terror, and all he could do was grab onto it and hold, grab onto it and hold, grab onto it and hold, grab onto it, and couldn't do anything else. Just those two actions. Grab onto it and hold. And sometimes that is higher.
Classification for individuals, and you will find in processing individuals that you're processing a specific type of case for strata of philosophy. It should be a little bit interesting. You'll find that sort of thing works out. Now, you shouldn't leave. The only reason I'm making a note on this is something. Try this. You should not leave a thetan outside the body in a very upset and raging mad state. You shouldn't do that. Because with a very, very little more processing, changing a few more parts, that's all. Knocking out a few ridges, making him feel better, he all of a sudden realizes he controls stuff. And he comes right out of it. And in a couple of days, you'll find out that he's been doubtful enough that he's done a dive back in the body again. So you have to pull him out. And you process him a little bit, and all of a sudden, he's in thorough control of it. So he is in control of the situation. But this is the factor that tells you in this process whether or not you have hit the break point between insanity and sanity, for the sake of the thing. There is an abject horror of self and a feeling of degradation that is so far below and beyond anything that body plus GE plus Satan can feel, that you are going to have to take a little bit of care to that stage. Because the guy has a nauseous horror of self which transcends anything you ever imagined would happen in a woman of ill fame, a traitor, a Benedict Arnold, anything. It's an interesting state of mind. He looks on himself much as you look on body plus GE plus state. He looks on himself. You start to come up the line of self and you don't want to be that. He comes up the line of having to face the horrible boredom of being immortal. And then he's coming up into the stage of facing his own past. That's a tough pill to take. That he can go on and on and on, and it's practically the same pattern and the same redundancies, and there's no change, and he's in the mess universe, and here he is, and to the devil with it. He says right away, body, here I come. A body can die. That's good. And so on. Well, that's a very aberrated state, but that is the state he got into just before he went into the body line permanently, just by changing postures and getting a reorientation and working with him. On that basis, all of a sudden, he does face his own past. Because when he is just below, and this is the hardening point, he's just come under there, he's just at the level where he knows it's all pretense. He's got this feeling, it's pretense, it's sort of a degraded pretense about everything. Oh, no, that's no good. Degraded pretense, that's no good. Then he gets the idea, well, it's pretense, but it's kind of a grim joke on people. Then he gets a little bit above that, is it's pretense. And then all of a sudden, the level you're going to, it's a game. And he will suddenly hit this high velocity level. Life is a game. It's a game you play. At that moment, he has become a player. A player in the game of life and illusion, of combination, a player who gets others to pretend, and who pretends himself, but who has a great deal of fun in the pretense of beings. And to him, everything flows, and to him, nothing connects. Now, that is the cycle processing at this time, and this is how it ends up. And this is how this very much overlong talk to you today is going to end up. I'll see you again before you get up along the line. Perhaps more important to you, the doctor's going to do you an examination next Saturday. It'd be a nice, tough examination. And the two highest grades on that examination, I'm going to take hold of and process. I'll process them for a short time as a demonstration, one to each other. And get them on up the line at a good high level so that they can operate as a team, and then they can turn around. And we want this whole class to be theta clears before. Good state of theta clears. I hope you don't check too much. Now, the following Saturday, after that, I'm going to give you another examination. And the two highest med examinations will be the people who get processed by the two actresses. Good enough?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember that no elements disappeared out of this subject, but some became more important. And remember this, in trying to learn this material, you're on the almost the dead center of fate and aberration. So don't get too wild and desperate because some of it doesn't come through. Actually, it may have appeared complicated to you, so I talked to you. The point of the matter is, it's like telling Junior there are three blocks on the floor. You pile up block one. Block two, and you got three blocks of time. You'll find yourself training people along this line. You'll find them, you'll have to tell them about 15 times how you segment those three blocks. The gorgeous part of it is if you can get a person processed up the line, he suddenly understands all of this automatically. But what he never knew in the past was the formation of a facsimile and a ridge. He didn't know about secondaries and locks and integrals. He didn't know about the concentration dispersal of energy and attention units. And so, he could get trapped in the body. He didn't even know, really, that he worked simply by changing his postures. He didn't know. So he could get trapped in the locks. And so it's been a downward spiral for 70-some trillion years. Along the line. You better know that. You better know it for two reasons, so you'll know what can happen. There's a missing piece of knowledge. Now, if that knowledge is known to you, then it can't happen. You could be trapped somewhere. You could be run into the end of nowhere and left without any sutras. All full of engrams and secondaries and blasted all to pieces. And because these facsimiles of knowingness about not on the energy, but on the level of how you run engrams, blocks, secondaries, ridges. Buried in a pile someplace there, you'll be able to dig it up. If you can dig it up, you can dig yourself out. The way you dig yourself out is book one, self-analysis, advanced procedures and axioms, handbook for free clears, and then, of course, science is love, and up to this last line up here, the discovery of life energy in Genesis Homo sapiens. Then you're out again free. And the game can go on. But there is an extinction for the Thetan can attain. And it's the extinction of the accumulation of too much living, too long, with the essential piece of information gone. Theta missed the formulation of engrams and secondaries. That's the main reason, by the way, to you as individuals, so that knowledge is important. thank you for your very, very kind attention today. I better get on my way. I've got to get the handbook for pre-clears published here in England. I'll have it in about 20 days. Thank you for being a good host.